Okay, let's get into Chulin Daf Kuf Mem, and we are on Kuf Lamatesm Beis by the two dots. Just to mention one of the more well-known thoughts from the end of the shiur yesterday that we didn't get to mention. We have the Gemara about Moshe Minatora, Haman Minatora, Esther Minatora, all of the different remuzim of Hafochba, Vafochba, Dekulaba, everything that is written later in the Torah is found earlier in the Torah. So Haman Min HaTorah, one of the more popular thoughts are, what does Haman have to do with Hamina Eitz Hazeh, with Adam and Chava? Adam and Chava had everything. They could eat from every tree in the world. There was one tree that they couldn't. Because they couldn't eat from that one tree that they couldn't, they violated and they had to partake. Right? So they said, Haman, every single person in the land bowed down to Haman. Haman was in charge. Haman had everything. There was one Jew that wouldn't bow down to him. Mordechai, but it wasn't enough, right? If he doesn't have everything, so then that was the problem. So the roots of Haman Min HaTorah is like similar to the Eitz Hadas. Esther Min HaTorah, right? Obviously the Hester Panim that is involved in the whole story. Vanochi Haster Aster Panai, but that's Esther and Mordechai and the Ktores, that's the Gemara as well. The Avoda that Mordechai was still involved in. Remember the Kmitza that the Gemara in Megillah says that he was involved in when Haman came. So he was always involved in Avoda. Maybe we'll get to that a little bit later. Trying to get Kapara for Am Yisrael, even though at that moment they didn't have the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, again, there's more there. Feel free to look in the Marsha and in the Ben Yoyada and in the Maharal and a number of his writings relating to other symbolisms of those agaritas. Okay, so now let's continue by the two dots. Ov tamei patur milishaleach. So the Mishnah had said at the beginning of our parak, kuf lamet chesam abeis, the Mishnah had said in the beginning of Shiloh HaKan that the mitzvah only applies by kosher, as we'll see, by kosher animals and by birds and by oaf. The Mishnah says, Shiloh HaKan enoig ela ba'of, enoig ela ba'mezuman, and a little bit later in the Mishnah, ov tamei patur milishaleach. A non-kosher bird, there is no mitzvah of shiluach hakan. So how do we know that? Says the Gemara. Of tamei patur milishaleach. Minan immediately. Amar bislach amar kra ki kare kan tzipar lefanecha. But the pasuk says in kiseitze, when a kan tzipar. And again, some people say shiluach hakan. Some say shiluach hakan. The minhag all of them say shiluach hakan. That's what we say. Even though technically it might be kane. And but either way, we're going to call it kan. Oaf mashma lan bein tara bein tame. If the Torah had said the word oaf, bird, so that includes even not kosher. Tzipar, tar ashkechan de ikri tzipar. Right? Tzipar, only is me, gives the connotation of a kosher bird. Tame lo ashkechan de ikri tzipar. Only a kosher bird is called a tzipar and not a non-kosher bird. So oaf versus sipar. And here, because we have the word sipar, that's how we know it's only kosher. So is that really true? Tashma, we know by the Isra of Avodah Zarah, Tamnis called sipar kanaf. Right? I can't make an image of any type of bird, but only a kosher bird is asur. So my lav sipar, bein tahar, bein tamei, kanaf, chagavim. The word sipar would include all birds, kosher and not kosher. The word knaf would include all winged animals, including grasshoppers. We know the grasshoppers have wings, one of the simanim of kashrus, which we discussed at the end of Elut Reifus, way back when. So the Gemara says, you don't have to include not kosher for the word tzipor. Tzipor tahor, kanaf tamei v'chagavim. Tzipor only includes kosher. The word kanaf might include the non-kosher birds and chagavim. Tashma, let's go back now to a pasuk in Tehillim. Hachai v'chol behema remetz v'tzipor kanaf. We say it every day, right? All the different animals. Chayos, behemos, remes, and then tzipor kanaf. My lav tzipor bein tahar bein tamei v'kanaf chagavim. Try to make the same diuk. Lo tzipor tahar kanaf tamei v'chagavim. Same rejection. Tashma, let's try again. Pasuk back in Bereishis. Kol tzipor kol kanaf. So again, what are those two categories? My lav kidem akshinan. Lo kidem mishaninan. Same question and same diuk and same answer. Tashma, and again, V'yata ben Adam, emor l'tzipar kol kanaf. Again, my lav kidak, shinan lo kidashaninan. What this, interesting to look though at the last one, what's the context of this last one, V'yata ben Adam? This is in Yecheskel Perak Lamites. Two prakam in Yecheskel, Lamet Ches and Lamites, are all about Gog Umagog. Right? Lamet Ches and Lamites. Up until that point, much of Yecheskel is about the Churban and about forecasting what's going to happen even to other nations. And then towards the end of Yecheskel, we talk about the Achras Hayamim, what's going to happen, the events. So we have two prakim about Gog Magog, and then we have a number of prakim about the Bayis Shlishi, the Mikdash Shlishi, which is fascinating if you think about it. The Nevuah of Yecheskel, all these Nevuahs of Yecheskel were given before Bayis Sheni. You know, Yecheskel lived during the Churban, right? In Bavel, he was for the Churban, but he started prophesizing a number of years before the Churban, continued to afterwards. So when they built Bayis Sheni, they had Sefer Yecheskel. They had all these Nevuahs about Bayis Shlishi. But the Rambam writes that they, being in Focus Beis Avchirat, they couldn't figure out exactly what Yecheskel meant. So they couldn't build Bayis Shlishi because it was just not Mavur. It's not Mavur. It's a different structure than Bayis Rishon, and it's a different structure than Bayis Sheni. Bayis Sheni ends up being a little bit based on Yecheskel, but not fully. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu will explain it. Be'ezras Hashem, here we bana Beis HaMikdash, here Yavo HaMashiach, and we'll figure out exactly what all of these psukim mean. But as a preface to those prakim about Bayis Shlishi, there are two prakim about Gog Magog. And Hashem through Yecheskel tells the Am that Gog Magog will be some type of battle, machlokas, in the Mefarshim. Is it going to involve Am Yisrael, or will it be among other nations about Eretz Yisrael but not involving Am Yisrael? We don't know exactly. And the Rambam writes in the end of Mishnah Torah, in Hilchos Melachim, don't try to figure out exactly when things are going to happen and how things are going to happen. The Rambam gave some opinions, but then he said, ultimately, we're not going to know until it happens. Nobody's going to know until it happens, says the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Melachim. But what it's described here in Yecheskel is that the bodies of Gog Magog, which are some of the enemies of Am Yisrael throughout the history, will be left for the birds. And that's this pasuk right here. Vata ben Adam emor l'sibar kol kanaf. Tell every bird. Tell all the birds to come. They're going to have a feast, says the Perek Lamites, says Yecheskel. And it's fascinating. It calls like the whole world a mizbeach. Emor letzipar kol kanaf, reading this pasuk, lamites yud zayin, ulakol chayas asadeh, he kavtsu va'u he'asfu misaviv, al zivchi asher ani zoveach lachem zevach gadol al harei Yisrael. V'achaltem basar ushisisem dam, psar giborim tochelu v'dam nesi ha'aret tishnu. Talks all about, right? Mida keneged mida, what these nations have done to Am Yisrael throughout the ages, this is what's going to happen. V'rasatiyas kol yibagoyim, v'chulu, and continues. Different pshatim also amongst the more contemporary gedolim, you know, Gog Magog, what do we have any idea, you know, whether things have happened yet or not, right? They quote from Rabbi the Chafetz Chaim that World War I, some say there were three stages of the war of Gog Magog, three wars, and that's Lamed Ches and Lamed Tes and Yecheskel and another parak in Zechariah. Some say there's going to be one, all different stages, we don't even know for sure. The Chafetz Chaim predicted, he said it was Gog, the first stage was World War I, and then he says in another number of years there's going to be another stage, Rachman al-Itzlan. Others say that maybe there is no specific war that's going to happen. Some other Mefarshim say that all the tsaras that all of Klal Yisrael have had through history, that is Gog Magog. All the tsaras, Rachman al-Islam, that has occurred, and then the Kibbutz Goliath that is described, started to take place, Baruch Hashem, and, you know, we're just waiting for the Mavasar now. So, ultimately, we don't know exactly, and we hope that all the terrible things have already occurred, and all we have now is a nechama in front of us. But either way, that's this pasuk here in Yecheskel Lamites about Tzipar Kol Kanaf. Same question, same answer. So Tashma, now let's try again. Again, trying to prove what the Gemara says. The word Oaf includes even non-kosher. Tzipar only includes kosher. So we have a pasuk now in Daniel. Interesting to think about why we first had Tvarim, then Tehillim, then Bereishis, then Yecheskel. Why in that order? Okay. Either way, the Gemara continues now with the pasuk in Daniel. Uva anfohi yiduron tzipari shmaya. And on the wings, right, in the vision of Nebuchadnezzar, yiduron tzipari shmaya. So you see, they'll lead the wing, they'll the tziparim, the birds of heaven. And here it does not say the word kanaf, so doesn't you have to say that tzipar includes even not kosher? So the Gemara answers, Tzipari Shmaya Ikru, Tzipari Stam Alo Ikru. Maybe Tzipari Shmaya includes even not kosher, right? Heaven, birds of the heavens, but Tzipari Stam Alo Ikru, but Stam Tzipar, we can still say only includes kosher birds, and that's the makar for Shiluach HaKa. Toshma, let's try again, called Tzipar Tahora. all kosher. Tzipar tahara. Michla tika tmeya. Doesn't that show that there are not kosher? That's why that's a specified tzipar tahara. Mashma that there are tmeya. Lo. Michla tika asura. Not to exclude not kosher, but forbidden. There could be kosher birds that are forbidden. That's what would be excluded in this context. Umayhi, what would be included? E trefa behed yiksif. If it's trefa, so it says beferish. Right, Rashi quotes the pasuk in Vayikra. Nevelu trefa lo yachelatamava. Right, and that's it already says elsewhere beferish that a tahora, a trefa is not kosher. E trefa behed yiksif. Ve'i b'shchuta dimitzora. And if you want to find what other shechted bird is usher, right, we're saying the word tzipar tahora excludes asura, not tamea. So it's not a trefa. So what else is there? Some other type of shechted bird that's asura. What about the tzipar used in the tahara process of a mitzora? V'bishchuta de mitzora misefet de karnafka. You already know that from the next part. V'ze asher lo tochlu mehem l'rabos shchutas mitzora. Right, that includes the shechita mitzora bird that is shechted. So what exactly? So we're stuck. So we don't know anything else to exclude by asura. So go back to the original question. So maybe tzipar includes, there are tzipar tahar and tzipar not tahar. Gemara says, la olam bishchuta de mitzora. Really, it's talking about the shechuta of a mitzora. We said before, it's included. V'lav or alav, ba'asei u'balos asei. It's to double it, to violate an asei and a los asei. And that is why it repeats it. So this is tahora, excluding, that's the asei. V'zeh shalotoch lumehem, right, that is the los asei. But look, v'betrefa v'lav or alav, ba'asei v'los asei. Well, once you're saying you're doubling up, asei and los asei. So why do you see they're both talking about shchutas mitzora? Maybe this should be linked with the pasuk in Vayikra. They're both talking about trefa. And if somebody eats a trefa, they would be violating an asei and a los asei. Dover halame mein yano. No, we'd rather learn based on context. Where's the other pasuk by trefa? It's in Vayikra. Right? It's elsewhere in Parachav Beis. But here, we're talking about the context of mitzora. Dover halame mein yano. Ubin yana de shchuta ksiv. And the context is one of shchuta, and that is why we'd rather learn it to talking about mitzora, because that's talking about shchuta. Unlike trefa, which, what's the Gemara contrasting? Trefa is not shchuta. Trefa is not in the category of shchuta. That's what the Gemara is saying. Only shchutas mitzora is shchuta, but a trefa, clearly, the Gemara is saying that it is not called shchuta, and that fits in very nicely to what we discuss very often. And that is the relationship between nevela and trefa. The Gemara here says, beferish, that outside, excluded from the category of shchuta is trefa. But one second, can a trefa be shechted? You can shecht the trefa, it will just have some other problem with its body. It'll have a hole in the lung, it'll have some other trefas as we discussed. What does this Gemara sound like then? Maybe we could say that trefa, no, is not called shechted. Even though trefa is physically shechted, physically slaughtered, the simanim, but the psul, the problem of trefa is not just one of an external problem, but there is a shechita, but a trefa is a chisaron in the shechita itself, in the heter shechita. And we've mentioned there are many rayas to that, the Rambam in Hilchot Machalas Asuras, after saying that isurim are not mitztarev to each other. Right, a half a kazayas of pig and half a kazayas of chelev are not mitztarev. I'm not going to be chayiv in full if I eat those two kazayasim. But the Rambam, after saying that in Perek Dalet of Hilchot Machalas Asuros, says that nevela and trefa are mitztarev. And his language is, hoil v'hatrefa tchilas nevela hi. Wow. Nevela and trefa are one shemisser. What do you mean they're one shemisser? Nevela means the animal died without shechita. Trefa means it was shechted and had another problem. No. Conceptually, it must be that even a trefa, the problem that the animal has prevents the shechita from doing what it's supposed to do. Prevents a heter shechita. It's a chisaron in the shechita, not just a side problem. And that's why the two shemos could be linked. That's why our Gemara says here, Shreif is excluded from the category of shchuta. And that's even based on a medrash. The Sifri and Re'eh says it beferish also. The Pasuk says, lo sochlu kol nevela. Ein li ela nevela. Trefa minayin tamalomar nevela kol nevela. That's the medrash in the Sifri. Asra of Salvechik. If you look in the Rishima Shiurim, in Shvuas, on Daf Chaf Dalet, what does the medrash have to bring in trefa from the word nevela? We already know it from the beferish pasuk. It's a beferish pasuk, as we just quoted, about trefa. What do you have to include it? It's telling you a conceptual idea, not a practical idea. A practical idea, you know, from Beferis, the pasuk in Vayikra, separately by Trefa. So it must be the Medrash here is telling you a conceptual idea. They are both Shem Echad, and they are Mitztarif. Again, maybe one of the biggest rayas that he brings is the Gemara, the Rambam about, and especially in the Rambam Shita, the Rambam Batuma Vatara, the Rambam in Hilchas Avos Atumos. The Rambam says, what if a goy shechs an animal? If a goy shechs an animal, is there Tumas Nevela? You know, if an animal died, Nevela had Dreva have some differences. Nevela is Metami Daraisa. Nevela is an Avatuma. While Trefa is only Tamei Midrabanan. We mentioned that in the past, because it's come up in the Gemara. But the Rambam, Menuchos Avos Atuma, says, what about if a goy shechs? The Rambam says, Shechitas Akum Nevela Umetami B'masa. It's a Nevela for goy shechs. V'karo V'einai Sh'avzemi Divrei Sofrim. But really, I think it's only Durabanan. Really, it's only Durabanan. V'yim Tomar V'halo Hi Asura B'achilo Din Torah. But what do you mean? It's also Daraisa to eat. So if it's also daraisa to eat, so shouldn't it be tumas nevela daraisa also? Says the Rambam, no! I'll give you another example, which is also daraisa to eat and there's no tumas nevela daraisa. Trefa! So the Rambam compares trefa to shchitas akum. Again, what's the connection between those two? How can he give one as the model for the other? Lo kalasur bachila matamishai, trefa surava Torah. So, says the Rav Salvechik, says Rav Chaim, that no, the point is if trefa is a chisaron and the maisa shchita, that's the comparison. Shchitas Akum is a chisaron in the Maisa Shchita, and Treif is a chisaron in the Maisa Shchita, and therefore one can compare the two. I think one of the last times we discussed this, or maybe one time is Mesechta, maybe it's been recently also, remember we had in the sugyas of Ben Pakua. The Ben Pakua, right, where the Shchita of the mother works for the child. And the Gemara said that if the mother is a Treifa, so then that Shchita does not work for the child. And the question is, why should that be? Treifa is a side problem that the mother had. If there was a shechita done, it should work for the child, for the fetus. Why should the shechita's treifa, the mother's treifa, unless you say that treifa is a hindrance, is a chisaron in the shechita. So then the child didn't have a good shechita. It's not a separate problem. Again, many rayas, but put this Gemara on the list. This Gemara, which contrasts shechutas mitzora to treifa and says only Shchutas Mitzorah is included in the Shchuta, and Treif is not, so that fits in nicely to that discussion. Okay, let's continue a little bit, and then we'll mention another point about Mitzorah. Tashma, let's try again. Yeah, we're trying to figure out the word Mitzorah. Does it always mean only kosher birds? Tashma, Shtei Tziparim Chayos. Two live Tziparim to use in the process of Taras and Mitzorah. My Chayos. What does it mean, live? What does Chayos mean? Lav Shachayos Beficha. Doesn't that mean that they're alive in your mouth? Meaning you're allowed to eat them? Chayos Beficha. Michlal. That's Mashma. De'ika. De'lav Shachayos Beficha. Lo. Right? That there are those that are not. Right? Doesn't that what Chayos means? And therefore, again, that we're limiting it, that there are some Tziparim that are kosher, some that are not. Isn't that what it means? So the Gemara answers, no. My Chayos Shachayin Rashi Yavarim Shalan. Maybe Chayos means they have all their limbs. They have all their limbs. And we know that a bird is possible to use in the, as a karban if it's mechusar ever. Mechusar ever, not a balmum. Regular mumin don't apply to a bird, but mechusar ever, that's what maybe this is excluding. It's just excluding mechusar ever, but not excluding, kosher, not kosher. Tashma mi seifa. So what about the next word? Shtei tziparim chayos, tehoros. It says tehoros, michlal di'ika tmeos. Doesn't that mashma that it's tmeos? The Gemara says lo, michlal di'ika trefos. Same we said before. No, it's excluding trefa. That is what it is excluding. So look at Rashi for a moment. Rashi, Michal Dika Tmeos Lashon Kushya, Umishani. Rashi knows it's a little tricky here, where the questions and where the answers of the Gemara, so he helps us out. Umishani, Lo, Michal Dika Suros Trefos, Umi Atinu, and those Trefa is excluded. The Lolis Kashru Lataras Mitzora. You cannot use a Trefa bird for being Mitara Mitzora. Avagav Lav Karban Inu, even though it's not exactly a Karban. Ela michutz lamachane shochtu al kli cheretz. You shecht it outside the machane. Right? Somebody asked me a trivia question recently. How many times do we have the shechita of an animal that's not a karban? Not a karban. Besides regular shechita of chulin. But shechita of some other, so there are a number. Right? Here's one of them. the Shechita of a Mitzora, there's Paraduma, there's a few. But, Mechalti Ikatrefos. So, Rashi says, even though it's not a carbon, that's the limud of the Pasuk that is excluding Trefa. Says the Gemara, Trefos, Michayos Nafka, but didn't we just know that from earlier? Trefos, you learn that from Chayos, because a Trefa is not Chaya. So, besides the fact that Chayos excludes, as we just said before, Rasha Ivarim, but just the word Chayos means alive, and a treifa is not called alive because it's going to die. So the Gemara says, "Hani chalaman da amar treifa chaya." If you say treifa chaya, the machlokas we discussed earlier. If you say treifa chaya, then fine, treifa is not excluded from chaya, and therefore it can be excluded here. Elaman da amar treifa ena chaya ma'ikal meimar. But if you hold treifa ena chaya, so then it's already excluded. So this is open. So shouldn't it exclude not kosher viod or bein laman da amar treifa chaya bein laman da amar ena chaya? Whether you hold treifa chaya or ena chaya, mitatana dever bishol nafko. You already know it from a svara. You don't need a pasuk. What's the svara? The comparison as follows: mitatana dever bishmal. Nemar machshir u'mechaper bifnim. We have a machshir and a mechaper bifnim. A machshir is a carbon, in quotes, a carbon that accomplishes something for me other than atonement. It allows me to do something. So what's the machshir bifnim? The machshir bifshim, Rashi quotes all of these. Asha mitzora and the chatos b'chusri kapara. The carbonos that you bring to allow you to then eat carbonos or go into the Beis HaMikdash. Right, a mitzorah, one of the mechusri kapara. So, that's the machshir bifnim. What about the machshir bachutz? That's what we're talking about here, the sipari mitzorah, that are latahir. So, now my machshir mechaper bifnim. So, it talks about the machshir bifnim and the mechaper bifnim. What's the mechaper bifnim? That's regular karbanas, chatas and asham. So, it talks about machshir mechaper inside the Beis HaMikdash. V'nem are machshir mechaper bachutz, and you have machshirim and mechaperim bachutz. What's the mechaper bachutz? Sira mishtaleach. Right, you have all these karbanos that are machshir and mechaper. So, ma machshir mechaper amur bifnim, just like the machshir and the mechaper bifnim. Right, the mechusrei kapara. Asabo machshik and mechaper, we compare them. The machshir is like mechaper for all halachas of kashrus. So then, af machshir mechaper amur bachutz, asabo machshik and mechaper. So misvara, I would exclude shreifa. So you don't need a pasuk to exclude it. So again, we're back to the earlier question, wouldn't this pasuk be excluding not kosher? And therefore you would know that sipar maybe generally could mean not kosher. Back to the original question. Remember, how do we get into this whole discussion? We started off today's daf. Sipar by Shluch HaKan only means kosher. HaKan Sipar Yagir Achmecha, or al Reki Kari Kan Sipar. So, is that really true? Does Sipar always exclude not kosher? Maybe sometimes Sipar includes not kosher. So, now we have a question, because we used up all the psukim and the svara for treifa, so wouldn't this pasuk of Sipar Chayos Taros be excluding not kosher? Stam Tzipar maybe includes not kosher. So the Gemara says, no, maybe there are other things that might be excluded. A number of other suggestions that we're going to have in a moment. Before we even see the suggestions, just a note, two notes maybe, and that is Rav Saratskin in La Zayin LaTorah, I think we mentioned this years ago, has a fascinating question. We know by the tziparim, the two tziparim that we're talking about here, there's one tzipar that's sent free and there's one tzipar that's shechted in the process of Taras HaMetzorah. How do you decide? The Kohen decides. Whichever one. He can choose one to shecht and one to set free. So why there does the Kohen get the option and he decides whatever he wants, while Seir LaZazel and the Seir LaShem, you have a whole Goral and the Kalfi, and a whole very important part of the Avoda that's done on Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol, they're both cases where you have to choose one out of two for opposite, for different purposes. So why is this? And especially, says the Zayin LaTorah, you would have thought, if it's a question of life and death, that's a very crucial decision. And where's the life and death one? That's by Mitzora. One's going to die, one's going to be shecht, and one's going to be set free. So there, by life and death, the Kohen could do it. By the other case, by Lazazel Hashem, they're both going to die. Right? So, and there, you have to have the Goro. Right? So why? What's the message? Again, fascinating question. Didn't see anyone else that asked this question. Says Azayim LaTorah right here, Perig Yudalad Pasik Hey, because you might think that life and death is the most important decision in life. It is, obviously, Pikuach Nefesh, Docha, everything. But really the message is, life and death is not the most crucial. The question is, after death, where we're going. That's the most crucial. Lashem or Lazazel. And that's the message of the Goral Dafka being out of the choice, out of the two that are both going to die. But that's what the Kohen Gadol has to listen to the Goral, Lashem, Lazazel. Melamedos osanu as a hefech, asher lo achayim ba'olam hazeh heim tachlis abriya, heim ra kapruzdar, right? This is just a alleyway, a hallway, asher bo efshar lahachinet atzmeidu l'traklin, l'chaye netzach ba'olam haba, l'ficha she'elas achayim v'hamaves ba'olam hazeh, kitana harbe, mishe'elas la'ana taholech. Lashem o lazazel, ha'im yiskadeshim shemayim al yadcha, o chas v'shalom yischalel. V'chulu, v'yav she'en adavar shayach v'bal echayim sirim siparim, and even though you're right, when it comes to animals, this isn't so shayach, right? But, because animals, right, that's the Shlomo Melech says, avak v'a nemar, milfnei behemos ha'aretz, v'yav ha'shamayim yichak menu, right? You have to get wise from every avoda and every detail. Sha'aleinu bnei adam lo mod midas tovos mibalei chayim u'mihamur odosam b'torasenu akdosha. We have to learn from what the Torah says about animals. U'miyof ha'shmai misvarim mitzorah she'inu tunu goro milachayim milabavis u'mihamos ha'aretz si'iri yom kipurim sh'raka goro kovei milashim milazaza alinu lamod v'sheshe'elos lana taholech ya'ole al kol ha'she'elos v'yafilu al she'elos hamaves v'hachayim. That is in Zion LaTorah. Looking at the seeing things in the Torah that nobody else sees. That's the Rav Sarotskin right here in Mitzara. Point one. The other point I wanted to mention is the halachic point of the Rambam. We know here the machshir bifnim, as Rashi quoted, are the mechusrei kapara. The mechusrei kapara. The Rambam notes that Chazal call mechusrei kapara as four. Zav zava yoledes mitzara. And the Rambam said, that's interesting. Isn't there a mitzara and a mitzaraas? Why only by Zav and Zava are they called two? Zav, Zava, Yoledes, Mitzora. Yoledes is only one. Fine. But why isn't it Zav, Zav, Yoledes, Mitzora, Mitzoraas? Once you're saying the male and the female. Or just say Zav. And that would include Zav and Zava. So the Rambam gives the simple answer. There's a difference in halacha between a Zav and a Zava. A Mitzora and a Mitzoraas have the same halachas. Same karbanos. So that's why it's counted as, if the Chazal say it as one, and it's counted as one mitzvah. While Zav and Zava, there's different ways to become a Zav and a Zava. How, does it go by days? Does it go by times? The types of Tumah are the excuses. The Misech HaZavim talks all about the differences between Zav and Zava. That's the Rambam in Mitzvah Saseh, Ayin Hei, where the Rambam notes that he counts separate mitzvos. Mitzvah Saseh, Ayin Dalid, is the karbanos that a Zav brings. And Mitzvah Saseh, Ayin Hei, are the karbanos that a Zava brings. And he says, but why don't I count two for Mitzora? Because it's the same. V'al ulai makshe yikshe alai. V'yomer. The Rambam says, don't ask on me. V'yomer achish a karban azav huka karban azava. Lama lo timne min akarban jishayev. Bo koma jishayev. The karbanas of azav and azav are the same. So why do I count them differently? Because the way you become to that state are different. Kemosha siyas po karban chatas karban asham vadai. Right? I counted all the chatas averis and asham vadai, asham tali all as one. So says the Rambam, there's a difference. Roy lachash lo tachush le ribuy ha'ishim she yischaye kolechem v'yam karban ha'of. Yeda machshe ahu she karban zava zava einu al chatoyim. Sins are sins. You can put 25, 36 different sins. One karban chatas. That's all for sins. But zav and zava are for events. They're not specifically for sins. Different events cause the karban. I'm going to count that as different mitzvahs. Says the Rambam. Avalu karban shechov alaso so al inyan minho inyanim ve'elu hein inyani azivas ba'anashim minashim davar echad kumo shehu b'shem sheshem zezav v'shem zo zava oz ha'yirelim nosum yachad. If it was all the same events that brought them there, then I would count them as one. Aval ein inyan came. There's a difference between the cause of ziva for a man and for a woman, and therefore I count them separately. V'raya brura alzeh. What's my raya? He quotes the Mishnah, the beginning of the second parak in Krisus on Daf Ches. Arba mechusrei kapara, as we said, ve'elohein, zav zava yeles mitzora. V'nei tira ech yimnu azav azava b'shnaye, v'yimne mitzora be'echad, yeh ish o isha. Ki zivas ha'ish, zulas zivas ha'isha. That's a little bit about the machshirim bifnim, which the Gemara spoke about right here. So we're still left with a question. We're still left with a question. What is excluded from the pasuk of Shteitzi Paros Chayos Tahoros? What is excluded if not for not kosher? You have to find something else that's excluded. So that's what we're up to now. So Ella Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak. Limute Tzipori Ir Hanidachas. It's to exclude the birds of an Ir Hanidachas, right, which have to be burned. And that's what is excluded. That's what you cannot use for the Tahara prophets. You can't use those for Tzipore Mitzora. So the Gemara says, Lamai. Well, which one would you want to use it for? Which one would you want to use it for? Se'ila shiluach, if you want to be used, right? One sipar, as we just said, is sent out free, and one is shechted. So which one would you want to use a sipar in yidachas for that you need an exclusion? Elish iluah, if it's, you can't use it for the one to be sent out, lo amar Torah l'shalech l'takala. Well, obviously, the Torah is not going to send one out. Irani dachas is asar ba'no, you have to burn it. Of course, we're not going to allow you to send that one out. So that can't be what the Torah is excluding. We would have known that anyway. Lo amar Torah l'shalech l'takala, right? It wouldn't be. So elo l'shchita, so it must be l'shchita. The one that you would have used for shchita, you can't use an tzipar from an ir hanidachas for that. Good. Tosfos here discusses, maybe we would have known it anyway because it's not mimashke Yisrael. Okay, Tosfos gets into that, but we'll have to maybe come back to that at this time. Number one. Number two, Rava Amar Lemute, Shol Zavig La Acheres Kodem Shilucheha. Maybe the chiddush is that you shouldn't pair up another one with the one that you have left. Rava, look at Rashi, second, third wide line. Lahachi asi tahoros, shalo yizavig la acheres, shimbal yado mitzora, acher, la acher sheyitarezeh. What happens if I'm in the process of purifying one mitzora and then another person shows up? Could I just use one for two people? Lo yomer akohen, have acheres vizivga, L'chaya shel mitzora rishon. I have one that's alive for the mitzora rishon, and just pair another one up. Tachi mashma tahoris b'chal diika asuro. So my new hanish'eres de mitzora, the one that's left. So you might think you could just have one left and double dip and use one for two mitzoras. The Gemara again says, v'lamai, which one would you try to use? Ilishchita habayish shiluach. What, you're gonna shecht this one that's supposed to be sent away, but it needs to be sent away. That's the halacha. You can't shecht it for the second mitzvah. You didn't send it away. El shiluach. No, the potential is that you might use this one to send away one tzipar for two mitzvahs. And the halacha is you can't do that. Right? You can't do that. You have to have one for each. Rav Papa Amar, third pshat. What is excluded that you cannot use for the tzipare mitzorah, litziparim shehechlifu b'avodazara. Right, the tziparim that you switched for an avodazara. Somebody gave you avodazara, and you sold it, and you gave him birds. Tichsiv, v'yisachirim kamohu, kol ma'ashatam ma'hayei, heimenu kamohu. Right, special did by avodazara, anything that you switch. It's kind of like an mechir kelev, gets the status. So anything that has to do, you switch from Avodazara, has that status, and therefore you wouldn't be able to use it in this process. So again, Lamai, Ilish Yiluach La Amritar Elishayach Latakala. It would be obvious that you can't use it for the one that's Nishlach out, because that would be a problem if somebody finds a bird. You know, it could be the problematic one. Ella Lishchita. So it must be the potential that you would have wanted to use it for the Shchita one, and that's what the Torah is telling you, that you can't. Period. Stop there for a... let's just finish to the two dots, and then we'll talk about that line. Ravina Amar, fourth, another extra limud. Hagamai eskinen ba'ov sharagas anefesh. Maybe we're talking about a bird that killed a person, right? That's what's being excluded. Say chidami ida gamar dina barktolahu. What do you mean? If it already had gamar din, then obviously you have to kill it. Obviously you can't use it. Elakodim gamar dina, before gamar din. Ulamai ilish shiluach balasin the beidina v'kumim v'yatar mikabecha, as we had yesterday. What do you mean? If it's l'shiluach before gamar din, you want to use it for shiluach, but no, you can't. You have to v'yarta hara, right? Which is usually by people, but we saw yesterday from the ritva also by animals. Ela l'shchita, so it must be the one that was going to be used for shchita. So adkan, we save the limud that sipar always means kosher birds. And all the other types, it's at times there's a sipar in Tanakh, it does not exclude, not kosher, but it excludes something else, as we just had a number of suggestions. The Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Mi'ila, Perek Zayin Halachavav, discusses the sugya that we discussed, I think, at some point in this Besechta. We discussed it in the 7th and 8th Perek. Ein Mevatlin Nisa L'Chadchila. When it's not allowed to be mevatel in Isser L'Chadchila. I can't take a little bit of milk and put in less than 1/60th into my chicken soup because I want a little texture. Ein Mevatlin Nisa L'Chadchila. That's the rule. Mishnah in Shrumos is the source for that. Rov Rishonim assume that's a Durabanan, an Issa Durabanan. The Ravid, if you remember, held it was an Issa Daraisa, based on a Gemara we had earlier in Gid Hanasha. But the Mishnah Lamelach discusses this also and quotes this line. Lo amra Torah shaleach letakala. But one second, why not? Once the bird, let's say you have a bird that's aser, it's irani dachas bird, or it's some other bird, send it out to the world. It's batel and rove birds. So what's the basis for this line in the Gemara of we won't send out letakala? It must be this svara. V'havadai dim shalchua leka iser v'shum dazlinan basar ruba v'yafilu hachi l'shalcha lo itzirkra l'ma'id. And yet, what does the Gemara say? You don't need a pasuk to tell me that. It must be maybe like that Raivin. If the Gemara is saying that you don't need a pasuk to exclude because of this svara is based on the principle of ein mevatlin isur l'chachila. And if the Gemara is using that to say, well, you don't need a pasuk, it must be, says the Mishnah Lamelech, that the levatel isachachila must be the araisa. That's what he gets from this. That's what he gets from this this Gemara. Then he quotes and says, maybe you could limit it somehow. Maybe only dafka by birds. Again, there's different suggestions how to get out of that. But that's the sugya of ein mevatlin isur lechat. Achila. Maybe there's a difference between min b'mino and min b'she'eno mino, or lach b'lach yavish b'yavish. Big discussion in all the poskim about this sugya. Remember the Ran and Avodah Zarah, in Yonah Dioma, the Ran asks, how could you ever kasher anything? Isn't that ema v'atlan isa l'chadchila? How do you be magil? Going to be magil something for Pesach. How are you magil? Ema v'atlan isa l'chadchila. Isn't there iser in there? So the Ran says, no, ema v'atlan is only where your kavana is dafka to get hana'ah from the iser. And therefore you're being mevatelit in order to have more food or whatever it is, including the iser. But if your kavanah is just to remove it, there's no psik ratio when it comes to bitol iser. And therefore, says the Ran, yud beis amid beis, in the dafei arif in Avodah Zarah, that's where the Ran is, the Ran says, heich tzivsa torah lagilon, hari mevatel iser abalua b'em lechadchila b'mayim shu magalosam, ela vadai lo amru e mevatlin iser ela b'miskavein la'ariv iser beheter k'dei lehanos mimenu. Only where to get kavana from. Ava b'miskavein lahakshir akli ve'enu nanim in a iser shari. And therefore, it's mutter. That's the sugi of ein mevatlin iser lechat chila. One final point, and then we'll continue. I saw the Chashuke Chemed here discusses on lomer l'shalech ela l'takala. So he quotes, are you allowed to make birchas ha'ilanos on orla trees? That's his shaila. Birchas ha'ilanos, one of the brachas we say once a year. Can you make birchas ilanos b'makam sheish harbe ilanos arla v'ein yadua mihem? What if it's a suffix arla? So he quotes from Rikiva Eger, he has a suffix. He has a suffix, and then he quotes from the Dovev Meisharev, the Chavina Rav. Mitzara svara pshitus hayanira tekavanas habracha al inyana briya bechlala. Right, Pashas, this isn't a birchas hananin. It's a bracha on the fact that Hashem makes blossoms come back every year. So shavach v'hodah, so why not arla too? So you can't eat it. Okay, you can't eat it, but so what? You can't eat it. It's a bracha on just life. Life blossoms, springtime. Shebe'etzem nivru ilanos u'peiros lehanos b'hem b'nei adam. Ve'in ma'akev ma'ashe mitzad gzeiros ha'torah e'efshar lehanos ka'es b'hem. Because I can't eat them. That shouldn't make a difference. To'amikom ma'akom la'achar she'avru shnos ha'arla ye'peros be'ilim mutarin. I'll be able to get fruit from this tree, and therefore Pasha says the Dovim Misharim, the Shibina Rav, it should be Mutter. On the bottom, he quotes a story. He says, Rav Shlomo Zalman was once sitting in a sukkah. And they were talking about, Gaonim from earlier years. V'diber me'inyin ha-Gaonim she'ekola shas parasol v'nem kisimla. And earlier generations when they knew shas backwards and forwards. Rav Shlomo Zalman also knew shas backwards and forwards. But they were talking about the Altaheim, the earlier Doros. And when somebody said to Rav Shlomo Zalman, Shekielu heim ha'yurak pam. Well, we had these years ago. We don't have anybody like this b'zman hazeh. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, what do you mean? I saw with my own eyes the Shabina Rav. I saw the Dovei Misharim. And Anirisi came from Rabbo says, I'm going to meet Shabin. Shekena yashas paris lefanav. And he brought an example. Pamachas, this Shaila. That was later in the Chuvis. He says, somebody once asked him, are you allowed to make birchas ilanos on ilane arla? Says the Dovei Misharim. What do you mean? It's a raya mefreshes. So Mishnah Maaser Sheni. Mishnah Maaser Sheni. What does it say in Maaser Sheni? That in Ilan of Arla, you have to mark off with Charsis, right? You have to mark it off so Ganovim don't eat from it. Then you want to make sure people don't come in from, to eat Arla, and it's also about, no, you have to mark it off. And Rav Shimon Gamliel argues, and he says, no. You don't have to worry about the Ganavim. In Shemitah, where everybody's mutter allowed to go into your Rishus, you can mark it off to save people. But by other years, they want to come, Halitiel Rosh of Yamos. It's his problem. Fine. Says that's the Gemara, and that's the Gemara, according to the Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni, according to Baba Kama Daf Samach Tes. But says that Shimina Rav, on the spot. Im Neima. So it's not that he just knew Shas by heart. He knew the Mashmos of Shas. V'im Neima, Shima Varachan ala Berchas Ilanos. And if you want to say that you're not allowed to make Berchas Ilanos on Arla, so what are you worried about that people are going to come and be Ganavim and take from your field? Maybe people are going to make a Bracha Levatala, they're going to come make a Bracha on Arla. So shouldn't you have to put up a sign? Arla trees, so you can't make Berchas Ilanos. Right? That's not talking about Ganavim. It must be that there is no problem of making Berchas Ilanos on Arla trees. And therefore, he says, he quotes on the bottom now, that in the Chuvis, in the Chelek Gimbal Simen Hay, he only quotes it as a Dmus Raya. But originally, it must be, from that story, he quoted it as a, what Rav Shlomo Zalman saw, as a Raya, Ra'inu Kama Rechava U'makifa Shlitaso B'machmanei Ashas. Anyway, so what does that have to do with what does that do with us? He quotes it on the line, the Shliach L'Takala, right? If you don't put up a sign, then it's going to lead to problems. Okay. Me'inyin le'inyin, but also inyin. Okay, we continue. Let's go by to two dots. Of tamei rovetz al beitzi of tahar. So what if you have a non-kosher bird on kosher eggs? Right, what Mishnah had said, on kuflam echesim abeis, any of those are Pater, of tame on beitzi of tahar, or the opposite, pater mishalech. They both have to be kosher. So the Gemara discusses. Bishlama, of tame ro beitzi al beitzi tahar. Fine, if the bird, if the mother bird is not kosher, we don't see parvalech. As we just said, tzipar means kosher, and that's not kosher. Ela of tahar ro beitzi al beitzi of tame, hatzipar hu. What's the problem with the opposite? So what if the eggs are not kosher? The mother is kosher. Tzipar is kosher. So the Gemara answers, Kedam Rav Kahana, like Rav Kahana says later on, Tichach lechav lo leklavecha. You have to be able to take the eggs for you and not just to give it to your dogs. Hachanami tichach lechav lo leklavecha. Meaning the eggs have to be mutadi too. Special limud. Veich edim ad Rav Kahana. So where did Rav Kahana say that? Right here, we just applied it to mean the eggs have to be kosher. Where did he say it? As follows. Ahad Tanya. Aim trefa chayev b'shiluach. If the mother is a trefa, that doesn't ruin the mitzvah. That's still called kosher. Chayev b'shiluach. Efrochim trefos, pater mishiluach. But if the chicks are trefa, pater. Minani mili, amar v'kana, damar kra, tigach lecha, v'lo leklavecha. Right, because he says you have to be able to eat the kids. Ula hakish aim trefa lefrochim, so why don't you compare? Maya frochim trefas padam mishiluach ap aim trefa nami padam mishalach. Why, if the mother is a trefa, that does not ruin the mitzvah, only if the kids are trefa? So Gemara says, im kain tzipar lemute of tami lamali. But if you're telling me that we compare that and say, therefore, that even if the mother is a trefa, then it's not, good enough. There's no mitzvah, so why do you even need tzipar to exclude of tame? Right, you just compare it. Right, if the as Rashi says, imkain to ima nami machshes luhu umisha tikach lechav lo leklavecha memait ha'im kavoy frochim im tamei nami me'asam imit. So you wouldn't need the exclusion of treifa. So the Gemara answers. Warai says, one second, v'hatanya mefrochin treifa chaya b'shiluach. But we have a brisa that says, what does this brisa mean? Aim efrochin trefas. The other meaning is that it's a kosher mother with efrochin tomatoes. Trefos. That's what the hava mean is. If you have aim efrochin trefos, chayev b'shiluach, stira, amar vayah, no, hachi kamar, efroach she'iman trefa chayev b'shiluach. You have to reword it. Okay. By Rav Oshia, Hoshe Yado Lakan, or Lakane, V'shachani and Simanim Ma'u. What if you put a person stuck their hand into the cane? Shechted Miyat Simanim. So right now, he's in the middle of the process of Shechita. So you might think, how could he take the bird? So the Mefarshim explained, maybe two different hands, one shechting, one's taking the birds, or maybe he's getting another person involved. But either way, right now, the shechit is not finished yet. So the animal at this moment is a trefa. But if you wait a few, 10 seconds, the animal will be shechted. Right? You have to make the animal a trefa in order to shecht it. That's every maisa shechita. But it's one act. That's why you can't have any break in the middle. Remember the 5 psule shechita. One of them being shechia. So hoshe yado lekan v'shachan miyat simanim ma'u. So in that case, at that moment, is there a mitzvah of shiluach hagan? Because remember, if the kids are trefas, there's no mitzvah. But is this called the kids, the offspring being trefa? Mi amrinan, kivan ti ilu shafek lehu mitrafi. If you would stop right now, So they would be treifas, be inan l'chavla l'chavecha, therefore there's no mitzvah. O dilma, kivan to be yado l'big marshchita, tikach l'cha karina b'evachai b'shiluach. Or maybe there is. Teku, so no answer given. Boy Rabbi Yirmiya, matlis ma'o shetachutz. Right, the pasuk says that the bird, the mother bird, has to be hovering, or rovetzes al ha'efrochim. What if there's some type of chatzitza? There are many areas of halacha that have chatzitza issues, right? Not just tevila, netilos yadayim, avodas kahuna, you can't have a chatzitza, maybe shaking a lulav, chatzitza with your hands. So here we have another one. Chatzitza of shiluach hakan. Matlis mashadachas, what if there's a garment on between the mother and the offspring? Knafayim mashiachutz, what if there are loose feathers in between? Meaning, even if you want to see the matlis is a chatzitza, because it's like lav mino, but here it's feathers. So maybe it's like min bamino lo chotzeitz. So, is that, are they chotzeitz? Beitzim muzaros mahu. What if there are unfertilized eggs on the top layer, and then fertilized eggs on the lower layer? So the unfertilized eggs, there's no mitzvah. Those are not called, you know, efrochim. We compare the efrochim to beitzim. So again, so even if you want to see feathers, but here there are eggs, right? So each one could be like an intim salomar, based on the earlier one. Mau. Shnei sidre beitzim zu al gav zu mau. What if there are two layers of eggs? And then what? Rashi. And you had kavana to take the lower ones. You had kavana to take the lower ones. So there, they're even roi for the mitzvah. Add this to the line. There are three or four lines in this parak that all the posts can talk about. The issue we discussed yesterday. Is there a chiv to do shiluach hakan the second that the situation presents itself? Or do I have a choice, especially if I don't want the eggs? Chavos yoyer, chazonish, we mentioned. So what impression do you get from this line? Sounds like kavana? What do you mean? If there's a layer of eggs on top that are roi, then you have to do the mitzvah. We're talking about somebody who didn't know that only the kavana for the bottom ones. So this line, add this line onto the, you know, studim lakan lakan. Yesterday we had the line of you have to go run into the mountains to find the situation, to come to the situation. But either way, that's an important line here. But Rashi says here, what's the issue? Im tim salomar beitzim muzaris chotetzim. Beisidre beitzim b'dei kayoma zel gevzemahu. Im niskavein lita la tachtonim. Viavo em soem chatitza upatim l'shalech olo. That's his shaila. Or, next shaila, zachar al gabe beitzim, v'nekev al gabe zachar mahu. What if there is a male on the beitzim, and a cave on top of the male? Right, they're piggybacking. Mahu. So teku, so again, these questions are not answered. Boy Reb Zera, yona al beitzei tzil mahu. What if you have different types of birds, not on their own offspring? So you have a yona on beitzei tzil. Rashi quotes, of tahar v'dome liyona. So, or the opposite, tzil aga beitzei yona mahu. Amar Abaya, tashma, of tamei ro beitzal beitzei of tar, v'tar ro beitzal beitzei of tamei tar. So the Mishnah says, only if you have tamei and tar, that doesn't work. Mishiluach, hatar v'tar chayiv. Isn't that mashba that if you have, at least they're both kosher, it would be chayiv? No, dilma b'kore. Maybe we're talking about a kore bird, because that, a kore bird is the derech of the kore bird to sit on other birds' eggs. But any other type of bird where it's not the derech, so maybe we would say butla daitam. We would say butla daitam, and it wouldn't work. That's Rashi's lashon. Avalof acher butla daitov ena b'shilach. Good. Kore zachar. Rebbe Elazar mechayev a chamin poacher. Amar Rebbe my time with Rebbe Eliezer. Why does Rebbe Eliezer say that chayev b'shilach in this case? It's a male. Asya degira degira zereshava degira gathered in. Ksiv hacha kore dagar velo yalad. Pasuk in Yirmiyo. So you see, dagar is used in the male. Ksiv hasam lashon zachar uvaka v'dagra betzila. You see female. So if you see it, you could, it's not an actual, really Xerah Shava, Tupsukim and Navi, but you see that it could be male or female, and therefore, even the male would be Chayev and Shiluach. Am Rabbi Elazar, Machlokas, Bakari Zachar, the Machlokas between them, the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer, are only by a male Kore, Avo Bakore Nekeva, they're really called Chayev. But if a female on other eggs, then for sure Chayev. Pshita, kore zachartzan. That's obvious. That's what the Mishnah says. Ma'o de tema rabbanan afilu kore nekeva patri. Maybe the rabbanan say even a kore nekeva, there's no mitzvah. But the tani zachar lo diecha kochad Rabbi Eliezer. And the chiddush is to say Rabbi Eliezer says even by a kore zachar, it's going to be the mitzvah. Kamash malan, we don't say We don't say that. The next three words are taken out by the Bach, Amar Belazar, but either way, we'll continue. So the next version, Ika de Amre, Machlokes Bekori Zachar. Maybe the Machlokes is by the male of a Bezachar de Alma de Riyakol Pater. That's the Diyak. And the other male birds, everybody would agree. Even Rabbi Elazar would agree, Pater. So Pshita, Kori Zachar Tzan. It's obvious, we're talking about one specific type of bird. Mother Tamer, Rabbi Elazar, Filu Zachar de Alma Machai. If you might think Rabbi Elazar says all male birds, doesn't matter. If a male bird is sitting on eggs, chayev. If I did Tani Kori lo diach, zachar lo diach al kochad rabbanan, and you might say the chiddush is that the rabbanan say it doesn't even work by a kori zachar. Kamash malan, tani nami hachi, zachar dalma pater, kori zachar blazer machayev, bachachamim potrim. So that's the diach of the seifa of the ikat amre, braisa like that one. Okay, weiter. Haisa ma'ofefes. If a bird is hovering over its young, as long as the wings are touching the kan, the nes chayev bil shalech, so he's chayev to do the mitzvah. But if he's higher up, it's not touching, so then he is patur mil shalech, because it has to be close. Has to be very, right, the mother and the young. Ein sham elafroch echad obeit sa'achas chayev l'shalech. Also, even just one child is enough. Shenemar kan mikol makom. Hayishem efrochim africhim. What if their frochim already old enough to fly themselves? Right. Tosas Yantav says the lashon of mafrichim is because usually birds cause each other to fly. Right. Sometimes you're in the sky, one bird all of a sudden starts flying, all the birds start flying. Right. That's why mafrichim lashon hifel. So hayishem efrochim africhim. Oh, beitzim muzaros or unfertilized patim l'shalayach. Shenemar vayim revetzas ala efrochim o ala beitzim. Ma efrochim bnei kayama. Meaning they're viable to produce more young. Av beitzim bnei kayama. Yatzim muzaros, that excludes the muzaros. Uma beitzim srichan le'iman. Af efroch, just like eggs need the mother to be warmed and to develop. Af efrochim srichan le'iman. Yatzim mafrichim. So they have to be born and viable, but not too old. Tan Rabbanan. Rovetzes v'lo mofefes. The pasuk says rovetzes. So you might have thought that excludes if it's flying above the birds. Yachal afilu kanafen ogos bakan. You might think that even excluded are cases where the wings are still touching. Tamaloma rovetzes. My Tamuda, what's the limud? Bidiloksiv yosheves. Doesn't say yosheves. So we can include even flying, fluttering above, but as long as it's just above and the wings are touching. Amar Yehuda Marav, Haisi Yosheves Bein Shnei Rov De Ilan. What if the mother bird is sitting between two like branches above the kids? Roim, Kol She'im Tishamet Nofelas Aleihem. If these branches would be removed, the mother would fall on the kids, on the eggs, on the Efrochem Chayv L'Shaleich. V'im Lav Pater. Right, that's the limud that we have. And again, sitting on the two row of the Elon, and the eggs are right under her. But as Rashi says, beitzim tachteha aval ha'anafim somchim u'magbiin osa ba'avir. Right, these branches lift her up a little bit. So she's not flying, she's sitting. But she's above, so if the branches would be removed, then she would fall directly on them, then chayev. If not, pater. Meisvei, but says the Tosefta, he says, yeshevas beinayim patim l'shaleach. The Tosefta says, if she's sitting, beinayim, between them, meaning there's an egg on either side of her, not good enough. Al gabeyan chayev l'shaleach. Haiso mofefes, afilu knafen nogos bakan patim l'shaleach. Whoa. It's mofefes, even if the wings are touching. Potter. So my lav, al gabeyan dumyu debeneyan. So shouldn't we compare what it says in the Tosefta, the on them similar to between them. My beneyan denogabuhu, just like beneyan. Between them, even if she's touching them, you're gonna be potter. So too, above them, maybe that's the case of touching, and only if touching, you're going to be chayev. Aval rov the ilan pater, but if it was a little above, on branches, you'd be punter. Wouldn't that be a diak from the Tosefta? The word says lo. Al gabeim dumya debeneim. Compare it in the opposite direction. My beneim de lo nagavayu. Just like between them, maybe is in case of not touching, afal gabeim de lo nagavayu. And even above them, you're still chayev, even if not touching. Vahainu rov de ilan. And that's the case where the bird is on these branches, right above the birds, the eggs. Hachanai mistavra. And this also makes sense to read it this way, that if it's above, even if it's not touching, you're going to be chayef. The Yisakadadak rov the ilan pater, because if you say pater, so adetani haisamo fefes, so why would it say then the case of flying above? Afilu kanafen nogos bakan, pater milo shaleach, if it's above, so listening, rov the ilan. Say the case of rov the ilan, where the bird is sitting and is going to be potter. V'kolshkein mofefes. It's a big chiddush to say a bird would be sitting and still be potter. The Gemara says, no, mofefes is shrichale. That's not a foolproof raya, because maybe there's a chiddush to say the flying case. Even though her wings are touching, still there's going to be potter. But it isn't anyway. There's a stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Mishnah says if the wings are touching, you're chayiv. And the Tosefta says potter. Are the wings touching the top of the eggs or the side of the eggs? It sounds like very technical. But that's what the Gemara says. Side of the eggs are touching, side of the eggs or the top of the eggs. That is the difference. And the Gemara is about to have an Ikat Amre, but again, we'll have to stop, wait with that, Ikat Amre. Okay, so more, so we'll have to stop at Hashem. Two more daf here in Chulin, for Perek Shiluach HaKan and for the Mesechta. Okay, we'll stop.